Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't heard about the governor's race in Virginia, it's hilarious because the Democrat is supposedly like way down, and they have like some Democrats come to the conservatives campaign, you know, like his trailer to Youngkin's, like, bus, and trying to pretend like they're white supremacists and their supporters, and it failed disastrously. Now they're trying to, pissing and moaning about, I don't know, the mail-in ballots that they wanted so much. You know, mail-in ballots are great when it helps them win, but when they lose, it's just hilarious. And then you got Tim Kaine coming out and saying that Youngkin's campaign hardens back to the segregationist attitudes when Democrats are the ones segregating people and pushing critical race theory, and there are places where actually having whites can't be here and this and all this stuff, and violating the Civil Rights Act of 1964 so much. Okay, if I was the pilot, yes. I'm the Southwest pilot who said, let's go, Brandon, and I do it a million times over. They're trying to find out who did it. Promised us to seek out the list. If I was that pilot, I'd be like, yes, I did say it, and I'd say it a million times over. I would actually say the other three-letter expletive, I don't care. You're going to lose crap millions of dollars of business. Go ahead and fire me. There'll be a list of 5 million miles long to try to go ahead of people that won't fly this airline. And they've already got a boycott going that, hey, we're not going to fly you ever again if you're woke. Joe Biden is having, like, at a climate thing, he can't even stay awake, dude. I mean, like, seriously, like, they can't give him something? Come on, man. He is dozing, man. He's like, dozing at the neck. Oh, Lord. That's funny. This is so funny, because, like, at this, like, climate conference and bull crap, Prince Charles calls for a vast military-style campaign to radically transform the global economy, because this whole world's coming apart, and we need to fix it by using toxic lithium batteries. We need to fix it by using oil-consuming wind turbines. That's right. I remember, I think it was one of the Kennedys, the one senator. Oh, I'm all for this wind turbines and all this stuff. And they were going to put them out, like, on the water so that they could get, like, continuous use via the water currents. And he was all for it until it was going to be in his... It was going to obstruct his view because he would be looking out the window seeing it. And that's when he, no, I can't support that now. The good old G20 members. Oh, they're all about, like, going carbon neutral and all this stuff. Oh, well, Russia ain't there. China ain't there. Oh, yeah, like, Biden's complaining about all these countries not producing enough oil when he stopped getting oil from America. You know, it's kind of like saying, hey, where's my fish? Well, you can buy a pole and catch your own fish. Get old Sleepy Joe, man. He can't even, he's pissing and moaning that no one's helping us out with their oil, but then he stopped it. Why we stopped, I would have kept going. I want to get into that. I got so much more to get into. Thank you so much for tuning in. Philippians 2:12. Dear friends, You always followed my instructions when I was with you. And now that I am away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. Thank you so much, and thank you for tuning in to the conversation. And, I mean, this is the world we live in, folks. You can, see, Democrats would have done this. Do you think you're going to stop us from building that pipeline? Good luck, pal. Good luck. We're not going anywhere. Take us to court. Good luck. Good luck. Sue us. And they would continue to build that pipeline, and that wall would take us to court. We got a contract. Biden says you're going to start building the pipeline. They just instantly stopped. Why? Why? Why did they stop building that wall? Democrats, oh, we have court orders that say that you can't be a sanctuary city. We're going to harbor illegals. We're going to do it. We're going to release illegals. I don't care if they're that's what they'll do. And that's what they're going to do. Okay, took us. We don't care. We're not. Yeah, we don't listen to that. I don't care. Sorry. And they would still do it. They don't care. What happens to us? Oh, Lord. You got to start building that pipeline. That's one thing I did disagree with going back recently, because he said, like, he thinks Joe Biden, I don't think he has a clue what's going on. I don't think he knows night and day. I don't think he knows who he is. It makes me sick. But I don't think he knows who he is. I really don't. Call me the devil's advocate, but I don't think he knows who he is. But that's just me. I mean, just look at when he was, what am I signing? Right here. Not where am I signing, why am I, like, what am I signing? Like, I don't think he's in charge of anything. I think he has, it's Hillary Clinton. It's Hillary 16. 16 was supposed to be a continuation of Barack Obama's destruction of America. I mean, what is it? We're back to gas surcharges and we didn't have that stuff. We didn't have empty shelves. Try to buy straws. We can't find them anywhere. Well, we can get some, but they're not individually wrapped, and we have to have them individually wrapped, and then that's even hard to find. You can't find anything anymore. You want to get this? You want to have that for dinner? Let's see if they even have it first. Oh, but it's okay. Don't worry, folks. If you haven't heard, and this is by, I'm not putting anything. The press secretary, Pulaski, is reportedly, who's fully vaccinated, has COVID. So, our thoughts and prayers go out to her. I don't really care for her, but, you know, my point, this is what they're going to do, and I truly believe this, that what they're going to do with this whole thing is they're going to take her. Well, they'll probably give her the utmost $1 million care. And they'll say, well, I did what I did, and I survived because I could have been in the hospital. For, thanks to the vaccine, I wasn't as sick as I could have been. They're gonna push it. She wasn't as sick as she could have been thanks to the vaccine and all that other crap. And I'm like, I know people who've been hospitalized because of the vaccine. And I mean with COVID, not because of, I know people that they're not hospitalized because of COVID. They're having permanent damage because of COVID. But it's ridiculous. You have Joe Biden. Granted, Joe Biden is supposedly a Catholic, and he had the most to talk about. But what would he have to talk about with the, what's up, Pope, man? Yeah, man. Are you down with, abortion? Because I am. The problem I have is I know people who are not religious at all. They don't really believe at all. I kind of like the Catholic Church now. And I'm like, there's things about the Catholic Church. No. You cannot be, in my opinion, a Christian and support abortion. You cannot be a believer in Jesus Christ and support abortion. I don't know how you can. You know, we're toning down this whole Bible and this whole world. Well, guess what? You know, Jesus loved the sinner, not the sin. he didn't go to the wretched and the poor and the hookers and all that stuff and say, great job, keep it up. No, he showed them that he loves them, but he did not condone what they did. He didn't like, oh, I support what you're doing. No, he didn't support what they were doing. But we have this notion that Jesus loved everyone. Yes, he did, but not their sin. He loves the murderer. He doesn't like them murdering. This whole world is turning. I'm so tired of it. I'm glad that the DC comic artist left. I'm done. I can't do this. Wait. Superman is now a non-binary. I mean, I'm waiting for them to come up with a new superhero. I was born a man, but transformed into a woman. You know, they're shoving this down these kids' throats to think it's... I mean, I'm glad I grew up in the era I did. Now it's like in kindergarten, okay? We're gonna have some guy who thinks he's a girl show you how to put a condom on, okay? She's, you know, we're gonna show you all about... She's gonna tell you about the different positions and all this stuff. Jeez, let kids be kids. This whole, we got to indoctrinate these kids and push that blacks are better than whites, and we gotta have like this critical race crap. Come on. I'm sorry. I don't. I don't get it. I don't get this world. I guess. If someone can explain it to me, this whole, we got to make everything, we got to be offended by everything. And then you get liberals getting thrown off planes once in a while because they go AWOL thinking that I'm going to have a temper tantrum and I don't get my way, so... I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. I stand with that guy. I hope that pilot comes out and says, yeah, I'd like to do a pilot. Yes, I'm the pilot that said, let's go, Brandon, and I'll say it a million more times. I will say it over and over and over again. I will say, bleep Joe Biden a million times on that plane. I don't care. You don't scare me. You fire me, you're going to lose probably 40% of your business. Because people are never going to fly that airline ever again. See, I'm one of those people, I don't just half things. Coke, never back down from that be less white. I will never drink Coke ever again. Any Coke product. I make sure that when I look at the back, okay, this might be a fruit vitamin water, okay, let me see. If it has anything to do with Coca-Cola, I will not buy it. Because Johnson & Johnson took their baby powder talc stuff and all that and put it in a separate company and is filing bankruptcy so they can get out of paying the money that's owed to those women and those men that have mesothelioma and have the ovarian cancer. And let me tell you, I will never buy another Johnson & Johnson product ever again. It's not, I mean, if they come out and say, hey, we're going to man up, it's our fault, and they man up and they pay out, okay. Right now it ain't happening. And until, you know, like there's a big movement now. People are going to boycott Southwest if they fire this guy. We're going to find out who said, let's go, Brandon. Yeah, yeah, but I guarantee you, when Trump was president, they could say, a pilot could come on there, bleep Donald J. Trump. I hope that bleep and bleep is assassinated, da-da-da-da-da. And they'd be like, I want to introduce you to our new CEO of the pilots. He's going to be like the head of the pilots. Congratulations, son. But if you say you, I just like Biden, okay, you're fired. Let me tell you, they're going to lose a crap. You think that the pilot strike was bad? Wait till that pilot gets fired over that. They will be getting calls left and right. I mean, I probably won't fly that much anymore anyways, because I'm never going to use an airline that's going to force employees to get a vaccine against their will. Any company that does that will never have my business. Ever. And I would have told someone, if you would have had that, and I would have never taken the job in the first place if they said, like, you have to have this or this or this. It's like, we don't have an immune system anymore. That's the problem in this world. Everyone wants to be in a sterilized room. This has got 75 HEPA filtration things in it. Da-da-da. You know, no, everyone's a Sheldon. If you ever seen Big Bang Theory, Sheldon doesn't want to get anything because he's afraid he's going to get sick. Oh, I might get a bacteria on me. And then when he does get something on him, his body's never fought anything, so he gets even worse. You need to get germs and bacteria so your body can learn to fight it. The longer you wait for chicken pox, the worse it gets. That's why you want to get it early so your body can fight it and all that stuff. And they want to, I can't believe how many people just want to shove it down. Oh, it's. Sorry. I don't get it. I mean, these people that sit there and put, like, sanitizer on, like, 10 times. Like, every time they have a... Dude, let yourself get some bacteria. And then the people that, like... I'm protecting myself by wearing gloves. And they go through the supermarket. Oh, if there's COVID on that supermarket cart, if they missed it and it's on there, now it's on the gloves. So anything you touch, you're touching COVID from that glove to whatever. It may not be on your hand, but it's on that glove. They've done study after study after study that proves 1,000,000% that you're better off. Not wearing gloves, because when you get crap on your hands, you'll wash your hands. I know people are like, you need to wear more gloves. And I've seen some corporate people at some places I work, and they're like, are those the same gloves you had on like 2 years ago? Because I don't think you've changed them. You know, there's a thing called putting on gloves, but you got to keep them on. And you got to change them all the time. And these people that go to the supermarket that, I'm protecting myself by wearing a mask and gloves. And then if anything's contaminated, if your gloves are contaminated at all, you're touching whatever... If you put E. coli in that glove, anything that you touch that glove with would have E. coli on it. Might not be on your body, but it's on that glove. I've seen videos where they'll put like a fluorescent powder on your gloves, and 10 minutes later they check you out, and it's amazing where you are. You never thought you touched half the stuff you did. But it's this paranoid society. And what was worse was when these people were afraid that, like, they're wearing masks and stuff in their house, there were reports of people doing this. And they didn't want to leave their, okay, sorry, COVID's not, how is COVID going to get into your house if you're there by yourself and nothing from the outside is coming in? But so many people, they were so paranoid and so freaked out. What do I do? I don't know. That's how churches work. If you truly believe in God, why do you need COVID standard? Why do you need to have, well, folks, due to COVID, we're not gonna do fellowship as much. We're gonna try to, you know, we're gonna have more than two services. That way we can divide people up and spread people out more so that we're not, you know, okay? Because, you know, we claim to believe in Jesus Christ with the faith of a mustard seed that can move mountains. But, you know, this COVID is so big that, you know, it's bigger than Jesus Christ. So we, you know, I mean, we're just going to, you know, no. When we had stuff like this in the past, people ran to church. The reason why believers back in the day have more faith, and I told my pastors, is because they didn't have medicines. They had Christ to rely on and God for their beliefs. Okay? I didn't have checking the cash. Okay? How are we going to pay the bills? You didn't have checking the cash back in the day. You had Christ. Lord, You are my provider. You're Jehovah Jireh. Lord, I ask you right now, as we have medical problems, we have financial problems, we need money, Lord. And they relied on God to provide. Not a government. Not a check in the cash. Okay. $100. You need $100, okay? That's gonna be at a 49% interest, and the next thing you know, you're taking $100 out of your, like $150 out to pay the loan off to check in the cash, and then you're getting another loan because you need money, and then it compounds. Back in the day, they didn't have to. They relied on Jesus Christ. Lord, I mean, I've been with people and prayed. I'm like, man, if you don't believe that Jesus can move mountains and you don't believe that this person can be healed by the power of God, there's the door. We don't want you here. We want believers that believe it. And there's times I'm like, yeah, my wife is in my life because God. How many matches did I have? And I was looking to match and everything. I had like 1,300. I was doing all stuff, and I was so down that I don't have anybody. And my this is like, that's because it's God's responsibility. You just need to give up and give it to Him. And I'm like, huh? And that's a weird concept. That's not an earthly concept, and I did, and out of nowhere, 30. You know, but you have, look at Virginia, for example. Virginia's got their panties in a while. A lawsuit filed is 300,000 ballots allegedly impacted as Virginia governor race takes off. Yeah, oh yeah, this is fun. Critical race theory needs to go. Youngkin is there wanting to get rid of it on day one. He wants to do something. And they're calling him the racist. And he's wanting to get rid of this racism stuff. But a mail-in ballot nightmare lawsuit filed as 300,000 ballots allegedly impacted as Virginia governor's race takes off. Because I think that the Democratic Party of Virginia has filed a lawsuit contending that hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots could be impacting. Yeah, not they're saying that that all these mail-in ballots are going to disenfranchise masses of voters and impact the Commonwealth's tight gubernatorial race. Where were they in this November? Oh, we need to have mail-in ballots right now. And now that they have mail-in ballots, yeah, they have them now. Now that it's funny when the shoe's on the other foot, when we need to stop it, we can't do this. And last week, the party filed a lawsuit claiming that as many as 300,000 Virginians intended to cast their ballot in Tuesday's critical election by mail, but local post office branches have failed to deliver ballots in time for voters to fill them out and return them by the deadline. And then they're trying to blame all this on the post office, and you know, and all this. But when all these ballots were coming in way after they, okay, like, yeah, this is the cutoff to when ballots can be received and all this stuff, when they were changing dates on ballots because they came in late and all this stuff, guess what? Oh, that's perfectly okay. You know, yeah, this is the deadline for a ballot to be counted. Oh, that's 2 weeks later, but we're going to count it anyways because we can do that because we're Democrats. But now that they're claiming that ballots aren't getting sent out in time and people can't vote in time and all this, now they're pissing and moaning and thousands of absentee ballots currently sit at postal facilities throughout the Commonwealth, unprocessed for weeks on end, the suit alleges, according to the Washington Times. The UPS insists that no such delays have occurred, and CNN reported Friday that it has agreed to provide daily election mail reports to all concerned parties, because the post office is saying this is all BS, there's nothing. I think it's one of those things where if the Republican wins, they're going to blame it all on the mail-in ballots, and it was all rigged and da-da-da-da-da. But if a conservative loses, oh, they're all for anything when it helps them. They're all for anything when it helps the Democrats. But if it was to help them, like, they're all for a filibuster if it's going to help the Democrats, but as soon as the Republicans can use it, oh, we need to abolish the filibuster, but as soon as they need it, they're like, yep, we need to get this filibuster back because it's going to help us now so we can use it. I mean, you can't make this, well, you can't make it up, but it's real. I never would have thought that crap going, like the Onion magazine would be like the New York Times would be. Yeah, I think they need to rename the New York Times the Onion. It's just as bad. Don't worry, folks. Hi, my name is Ashley Pelosi, and I'm here to let you know that Joe Biden was meditating. He was not speaking. He was meditating because he's trying to get the people to wake up that 10 years ago, we should have all died, and this earth should be nothing but water, and we should all be gone because of Al Gore did like a thing on a global warming movie, and we should all be dead according to the movie, but we're not, but it's okay, you know. I mean, he's got like one home that uses more electricity in 1 week than most people use in like 10 years, but you know, he can do that because he's Al Gore. I mean, yeah. I mean, we gotta complain about Russia and China, not at the G20 summit, but then they're building a pipeline. You know, we can't have a pipeline in America, but because I'm Nancy Pelosi and I told Joe Biden not to do it, so he's got to teach you a pipeline, but, you know, in Russia, they have to have it. And we're letting them get an oil pipeline in Russia because I'm not supposed to, we're going to let it happen. It's my little Nancy Pelosi. But that's what's going on. Oh, we can't have a pipeline here, but you're going to build one in Russia. Okay, we need to go to Saudi Arabia and Russia and all these countries and complain, why aren't you producing oil for us? Well, we were producing our own. Remember the old biblical saying, you give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach a man a fish, you feed him forever? That's what's wrong. People were pissing and moaning about, we don't have no oil. Well, oh, we can't use oil. It's dangerous. We have to use toxic lithium batteries. That's right, folks. Don't worry, folks. Just shut up and get the vaccine. It doesn't do anything but get... they'll come out, I guarantee you. Well, she could have been in the hospital, but thanks to the vaccine... Because I've literally had somebody actually comment on some of these things I'm talking about, and they're like, well, who's going to pay for all the medical bills for the unvaccinated? And then I'm like, well, vaccinated people are still getting COVID, too. Let me tell you something. When you get COVID, if you're vaccinated, you're still having to quarantine. You're still having to take time off. It's not not like you get COVID with the vaccine and you're still able to go to work and you're not, like, sick. No, you get, if you get COVID, you get the same COVID I get. You're supposed to be, in theory, less sick than I am. But you can still get the vaccine, and when you get it, you can still get COVID just like me. You're just supposed to be less sick. There's not a guarantee. There, people are still sick. It's up to you guys. No, it's not up to each other. You need to shut up and get the vaccine because we're never going to go back. We're never going to go back to normal. And it's never going to, normal is done, folks, because these stupid retards, you're just going to comply with their, they're going to make up some other thing you have to do because of COVID. They'll come out with some fake bull crap about, well, now COVID, they found out that you're going to have a 17th booster on top of, you're going to have to wear a cap because they found out that the COVID can get into your body through the hair. They'll make up some sort of special nail polish you have to wear because it can get in through your nails, and people will be stabbing and killing each other over nail polish. That's not a joke, folks. You could do that. CBS, even the mainstream media, can talk about how COVID, Dr. Fauci could come out that there's a study that COVID can get through your nails, and we have a special COVID prevention nail polish that everyone has to wear, and I guarantee you, you'd have people on eBay hawking that shit for like 10 times what it's worth. People would be hoarding the freaking nail polish. They would. This nail polish right here will keep COVID from getting into your fingernails, and I've got 70 million cases of it. This is Pfizer nail polish. And I guarantee you, people would be lining out the door, fighting, stabbing, punching, shooting, killing each other over their damn nail polish because they think they're going to not get COVID. What's wrong with this world? Thank you so much for tuning in, folks, wherever you're around the world. I'm telling you what. You can't make this stuff up. You got a president that's supposed to be leading the free world, and he's sitting there sleeping at the G Summit thing, half out of the. He's a waste of space. I'm sorry, there's nothing you can. What saddens me about this is there's something majorly wrong. He has major problems. I'm sorry, there is something majorly wrong. I'm sorry. That dude is, Joe Biden is so far gone, it's not even funny. And it's sad what they're doing to him. I don't think he knows day from night. And him having dementia and having to fly overseas, and it should be midnight for him, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's hard enough for someone who's normal, and that guy is not normal. And that's not, I'm not trying to put anybody down here. I'm not making fun of him. It's pathetic what they're doing to him. It makes me sick what they're doing to another human being who really, in my opinion, doesn't have a clue what the heck what's going on. Getting back to that earlier thing I was talking about, that Southwest pilot, he needs to come out and condone what he did and say, hey, I support it 1,000,000%, and I'd say it again. We need people, we need patriots to stand up and say, hey, I'll say it now, I'll say it 1,000,000 more times. Instead of, hey, Peggy, you're going to fire me, go right ahead, I'm done. I'm not gonna back down. I would say it 1,000,000 times over and over and over. Sorry, I'm not mock assassinating Trump, so you can sit there and give me a freaking medal. I'm not gonna do it. And I'm gonna be writing and contacting Southwest Airlines and saying, okay, if that pilot has said, let's go, Brandon, I'm done. If you get rid of him, I will never fly your airline again. I'll never fly your airline, period. If you're anti-American, woke, I want to take one quick second, folks. I will be right back. I'm back, folks. We had an alarm somewhere. I was just checking it out, seeing what's going on. But that's just what we live in. Rules for me, not for thee. Oh, the mail-in ballots are great when it helps Biden, but when it's going to probably hurt this candidate, we can't do that. He's a waste of space. People are tired of this. People want change. People want real change. People are tired of all this bullcrap. We're tired of these Democrats who suck donkey balls. They can't argue, so what do? He's a racist. What he is. Yumpkin, he's a racist. Yeah, I know he is. Hey, my name's Maxley Presley, and I'm a Yumpkin, and he's a racist. I know he is, because I'm listening closely. I know everything. And you shouldn't vote for him just because he's a racist, even though he's against critical race theory, which is racist. Yeah. He wants equality for all, but we don't want that as Democrats. I mean, I don't want that. I mean, I'm going to have people fight. While you fight, I take your money. So you got to understand, folks, that's how these politicians work. They're that guy that's telling you to look over here while he's taking the wristwatch off your hand and doing all this other stuff. And when you don't even realize it, okay, he has your wristwatch, your wallet, and all this stuff, and you're long gone. They got a crappy candidate, and they don't know what to do. Your candidate, the Democrat, sucks. People are tired of your crap. They want somebody that's actually going to do something. And they're hoping that Yumpkin is an actual going to do something. Not be a politics as usual Democrat or Republican rhino. That's the problem. People are tired. People want someone to work for them, not the other way around. Wow. This is interesting. This is fairly recent. NBC News has now apparently decided that Let's Go Brandon also contributes a threat that should be investigated by Secret Service. Are you kidding me? They shouldn't use the Secret Service to investigate these. They can't go after these Democrats. Well, actually, they supposedly looked into the Democrats when they mock killed Trump. Yeah, they were all barfed. They're like, yeah, wish we could, but hey, man. It's pathetic. NBC News asked Secret Service to comment on alleged threat to Biden over gun parts with Let's Go Brandon. We're making fun of you idiots because they said F Joe Biden, and you said no we didn't, they said Let's Go Brandon. We're tired of it's a government by the people for the people. And you got these people that are in Congress for 75 years. And we're tired of them. We're tired of people like Prince Charles. Well, we need to have a fast military-style campaign to radically transform the global economy. Because we got to fix everything, because the whole world's coming to an end. Because we got to combat climate change. Because it's all world. Dude, we should have died from years ago Don't believe me? Ask Al Gore. Al Gore, if your movie's real, what am I doing here, okay, buddy? Now you can, because I know the Sea Shepherds have come out and they're like, yeah, we're huge for the global, we need to do stuff to help the environment and all this stuff. And I'm like, dude, I don't, if you're, because he's gotten tons of backlash because there are tons of people that support him but are against this global warming thing. If you don't believe it, just shut up. You know, I like what he does because he's actually an activist that says, okay, anyone can put up a stupid Greenpeace poster, save the dolphins. Well, he went out and saved whales and dolphins, and he's done something about it. He's put his money where his mouth is. If you don't agree with global warming, I don't. But I'm not, I still support what he does with the Sea Shepherds and things like that, but you don't have to agree with everything he does. And if you don't agree, just whatever. If that's what he wants to do and support, fine for him. Like Glenn Beck, I can listen to him and not always 110% agree with him. And it's funny how you get all these, like, G20 people coming in, like, private Learjets and all these gas guzzling limousines and everything, and they're like, yeah. Yeah, I want to see one of them come in a solar plane, you know, a plane powered by wind turbines. Yeah, can you make oil-free wind turbines that don't use any oil in the gears or anything, that are, like, oil neutral? I want to see that one. That's what I want to see. Where am I at, folks? Let me see here, folks. Let me see. I got about 15 minutes left. Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
Hey. I had a question. How did you tell your parents that you're gay because you clearly enjoy sucking cock?
Okay, so I apologize for the guy in his parents' basement with a vagina hat on. I apologize for that, folks. They need to get a life. They're the type of retards. I mean, just look at Al Gore's video he did on global warming. We shouldn't be here going off of what Al Gore said. Oh, no, the world's going to come to an end. How many times I've lived through the Aztec calendar, the Mayan calendar, this calendar, it dictates the end of the world. We're all going to die. The only person who knows when that happens is God. And when he comes back, the trumpets will sound and I won't be here. I mean, you got to understand some folks. I've had death threats. I have people give me all kinds of... Sticks and stones may break my bones, but I don't care. Words don't hurt me. These retards that live in their parents' basement wearing a vagina hat are just like those idiots at Yumpkins tour bus in Virginia trying to pretend that they're white supremacists, and they were called out instantly as the Democrats they were. You know, that's how it is. That's how this world is, folks. We stand up for what we believe in. The Southwest pilot that said, let's go, Brandon, I support him 1,000,000%, and I hope he comes out and says, this is what I did. I'm not taking the phone call, so sorry, boy. I'm not anyone that comments like that. I don't talk to them. See, there's a little thing called a... back in the day, I was in remote control. I didn't like something, I could change the channel. I can turn the knobs. I have had so many people just shut up and get the vaccine because, gee, let me see here. Oh, yeah, that's right. Colin Powell died from coronavirus and he had the vaccine. And he is fully vaccinated. He died from the... Oh, but it's going to magically... Everything's going to magically be perfect. It's, yeah. First it was masks. Then it was the vaccine. Now it's social distancing and this and that. And in Israel, I think you have to have like a second booster now before you're considered fully vaccinated. And what's Florida doing? They're having the lowest COVID rates. And guess what's happening? They're doing the exact opposite of all this lockdown, close down, shut up. So I'm actually protecting this world because you take the vaccine, it doesn't kill the host. And when it doesn't kill the host, the vaccine produces a variant. So, yeah, so I'm actually protecting people by not producing a variant. I put my faith in Jesus Christ, not a vaccine. And that's what I do. I can't wait here in a couple hours when my wife comes home. I'm glad I'm one of the few people that can wake up and look between his legs and know what gender he is. Because apparently today, most people can't. But we need to empower people by making Superman bisexual. Was he bisexual from the beginning? Did the creator... Is Bert and Ernie gay? I watched Sesame Street when I was a little kid. And then we never questioned stuff like that. We didn't think like that. I'm glad I grew up in an age where we didn't learn about that crap. Now you got kindergartners being taught how to put on a condom by some guy that thinks he's a chick. Sick. Those people need to get help. It's just sad what this world is coming to. You know, just read Revelations. It's coming true. Everything that was considered bad is now considered good, and everything that's good is bad. We have this whole world where everyone's flipping out and freaking out. What do I do? I mean, seriously, you could have Dr. Fauci come on the news right now and say that they have a Pfizer nail polish that's going to keep the COVID from getting into your fingernails because it can get into your fingernails or through your hair or whatever. And I guarantee you, people will be lined up around the block. How do I get it? When do I get it? Because they're that brainwashed. They don't think for themselves. They don't say, okay, well, does hydroxychloroquine work? Does ivermectin work? You should have access to those drugs if you get COVID-19 or as a preventive measure and see for yourself. I'm sure they work for some and not everyone. You need to do that for yourself. It's amazing, and this is one of the last things before I get into some Premier League news, but how many people told me straight to my face, shut up and drink the Kool-Aid for 3 years plus. Just shut up and drink the Kool-Aid. You don't think for yourself. Trump tells you to think. It's amazing. All these people just told me I just shut up and drink the Kool-Aid. Now that I question things like I always have, and I question, now those same idiots are telling me that I'm just going to drink the Kool-Aid blindly of Trump's without even thinking for myself. They're the idiots who just got the vaccine without even questioning anything. The same people that told me to think for myself and question things, now they're not even questioning anything. Dr. Fauci told me to get the vaccine. Well, for the people that are on the left, you can't have Thanksgiving unless Dr. Fauci says so. I'm going to have Thanksgiving. I'm going to have Christmas. I do whatever I want to. I live my life because of July 4, 1776. My founding fathers, who held that flag up on the rampart, gave me the right to celebrate Thanksgiving. I don't need the government's permission to celebrate Thanksgiving. I have my God-given inalienable rights guaranteed to me through the Constitution. And you have this whole generation of retarded. What, don't you want to, how much security am I willing to give? How much freedom am I willing to give up for security? Zero, none. I will not give up any of my freedoms for fake security. Well, it's for the nation's better good. We need to protect the whole nation. Well, look at Florida. The lowest COVID cases of any state. And guess what? They're going back to normal. This pandemic was going downhill and it was ending. And then, oh, we got to get this vaccine out. As soon as they rush out this vaccine, guess what? When people got COVID, instead of having the antibodies to fight it, which the vaccine destroyed, they produced variants and all kinds of other crap. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I do hope you feel a part of. And I do apologize. I've had, you name it, I've had it. I don't care. No one's scared. Like Will Johnson said, Will Johnson, the black conservative on YouTube and Facebook, says he was in D.C. He goes, I've had Antifa members strut me and all this stuff. I don't care. I'm not backing down. I'm not going anywhere. And I'm like, you stand. That's right, brother. I mean, just like in the Premier League and in the Champions League and stuff in the Europa League and in international play, they've had like, okay, well, what is the, because every state has, and I mean state like in countries, okay, so if you go to play for Portugal, they have different COVID rules. And, okay, well, this is what you, if you want to play for your national team, this is what you have to do before you can enter Portugal. And then this is what you have to do if you want to, and it would take, and that people are like, well, I want to play for my nation's team, but you got to be in a consistent, that's the problem. No one's been consistent throughout this whole thing. Every place has a different rule when it comes to COVID. It's ridiculous, and it was getting to the point that it's like, okay, well, if he wants to play for his international team, this is what he has to do before he can go to England or back and forth. I want to get into this. I got about 5 minutes left. I've been going a little bit, but I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And it appears that Tottenham has. Well, they're looking at getting Conte, and Conte looks like he's probably going to take the job. He really wants to come to United, but United don't have the balls to sack Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And Tottenham is not a good team, and let me tell you something. Look at Tottenham. Yeah, we should have beaten Tottenham very fittingly. I'm sorry, that's not a good team. We should have beaten Tottenham, and we did. But people act like they're back. No. We're not back. Yeah, Nuno is gone, and they expect by Tuesday they'll finalize the deal with Conte. Our coach stinks, and we keep him. What's this up and down is what it is. And it's games we should win this game. Yeah, we should. And we lose. We'll take a top-tier team like Chelsea or Liverpool or Man City, and we'll beat them. And then we'll come down to like a Leeds United or Burnley or Newcastle, and we'll get our butt whipped. Well, since we beat Man City handily, then we should be able to take on Leeds United, and we get our butt whipped. It's ridiculous. And this is this up and down roller coaster that needs to end. I don't know. Something just got to change. Something's got to change. I mean, the board's got to go. Yeah, you get rid of the Ed Woodward. Guess what? So what? They want Ollie because he has no tenure. He has no pedigree. It's not like he can just up and, okay, Real Madrid are looking for a manager. Ollie's the man. No. Oh, Fabrizio Romano has just come out. Conte to Tottenham. Here we go. Nope, we can't. We got to keep this. He beat a team that we should have won handily. We should have beat Tottenham easily. I mean, if we couldn't have beaten Tottenham, there'd have been a... I'm just calling it like I see it. Until we get rid of this board, because even if you got in, Conte would have been nice to get into United because he would have exposed the crap board we've got and the crap people, because there are some decent managers that would come in there, but how good would they do when the board sucks and everything and everybody? It would have been, okay, yeah, well, yeah, you got... Because I think Zidane would do good, but, okay, he's got no support above him. It's just ridiculous, folks. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of, and I feel sorry for people like that. They're like the Democrat equivalent of the politician. When they can't argue anything, they say crap like that. Hey, you're racist. You're racist. When the election helps them, mail-in ballots are great. When it's not going to help them, nope. It's just sad, you know, that this world we live in, that everything's racist because, yeah, just look at everything going on in this world. All these black people want to have separate this and separate that and all this. Martin Luther King Jr. said, I had a dream that all men are created equal. Now the Democrats don't want that. Now they want to segregate. And they're getting the black people to do it on their own. And not only are they segregating, oh, you don't want to vote for these racist white people, come to us, we'll segregate you. We'll do it, and you won't even realize you're being segregated. We'll use you every 4 years, don't worry. Remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night, and God bless you all. God bless you, patriots. Bye-bye.